always look on the light side of life.
Yeah. It's not the John Williams show. I wanted to make that clear. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower. It's Friday. Fly Jams Friday is coming up and more. We're going to be talking with the curator of the Peter Cushing Appreciation Society, celebrating its 60th year. And if you don't appreciate Peter Cushing, you need to learn about Peter Cushing. So that's coming up after the 3 o'clock news. And then all of our regular features, Straight Out of Context, Nick D. Show Spies, and You Big Dummy. Well, I want to we played that song because it's from, well, not only the movie Life of Brian, but it's also from the play Monty Python's Spamalot, which is a hilarious show. And we're proud to be talking with, again, artistic director of the Brightside Theater, Jeffrey Kass, who directed their current production of Monty Python's Spamalot, which opens tonight. Tonight's the opening night, and it runs through Sunday, June 19th. It's in Naperville. We want to talk a little bit about that as well. We've had Jeffrey on the show before. We also have a couple of cast members from Spamalot with us, and we'll be talking with Rob Sorensen, who plays King Arthur, and Connor Hernandez, who plays the very brave Sir Robin. So let us talk with, let's say hello first to Jeffrey Kass. Hey, Jeff, how are you?
Hey, Nick, how you doing?
Good, man. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good to be back.
Listen, first of all, I really want to thank you for taking the time to do the show on your opening night. And after your last rehearsal before your opening, I've been there, my friend, and I think you're nuts for doing my show.
We just finished the final draft rehearsal about an hour and 45 minutes ago, and I have to say it's a good feeling, and we're ready for an audience, and I can't wait to get some laughter in there. Besides a couple of us that have been seeing the show, I want everybody to.
Yeah, isn't that fun? It's always like, you know, when you got a show and you're doing a comedy, you know, in particular. It's so refreshing to have an audience in there. I mean, because there's only so many times that the director and the crew can laugh at the same stuff.
That's so true. But, you know, with this piece, like, we keep finding more and more moments for a gag or a joke or a bit. That, like, tonight, it was so funny because tonight, like, I was laughing at stuff I hadn't laughed in a while and finding new things to laugh at and some of the other people, yeah, but you're right. It gets to a point where it's like, okay, we need an audience now because you're right. It's time.
Yeah, that's great. Well, I'm glad you guys are ready, and it opens tonight, Friday, June 3rd. Tell everybody about the space where you guys perform, and then talk a little bit about the Brightside Theater, and then we'll bring Rob and Connor in.
Yeah, totally. So we perform at the theater at Miley Swallow Hall at North Central College, and that's right in the downtown historic district of Naperville. And it's a great, great space because it's a three-quarter thrust stage, meaning that, you know, there's seating on three sides of the stage. I don't know. And we've only got, like, 7 rows in the center section and 4 rows on the sides. So it's really intimate, and I love that because it allows the audience to just have this show and this world all of a sudden explode around them, and they're a part of it. And because, you know, if you're engaged in the theater, it's a relationship between the actors on the stage and telling the story and the audience. And to have that audience so close is so special, and you don't get that in a lot of places.
Now, why did you choose the space? And tell me a little bit of why you chose Naperville. I mean, I think it's great that you know, theater is not just – well, first of all, it used to be if in the city only, and if you were west of Damon, you didn't exist.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. But it's spread out all over
theater.
The place.
Circle Theater at Forest Park. That was always the grandfathered one out there.
Exactly right, yeah. So Naperville, why'd you choose Naperville? Was it just you found this space and said, that's it?
You know, yeah, I mean, the space was there, and Naperville didn't have their own professional theater company. They have the college, Northwest College, and that's great, and there's students doing great work there, and they have some acts that come in from, you know, on tours and stuff like that, small things. But they didn't have their own, and so we're kind of fitting that bill out there in Naperville to give them their own professional theater company to have that, you know, place to go 3 times a year when we perform and get something that's professional and up to great standards and not have to travel that far. There's restaurants just within walking distance. There's free parking and not all that stuff you have to deal with when you're in the city, you know?
Yeah, that's great. And it's, you know what? I mean, it's only $22 to $25 to see the show.
Yeah.
And it's brightsidetheater.com, which is great. Now, tell everybody about Brightside Theater and how it was started. This is your fifth year. You're ending your fifth season, by the way. The last time you were here was at the beginning of this season with Noises Off.
Yeah, that's right. That's totally right. Yeah, we're wrapping up our fifth season. Brightside Theater Spamalot is what gave Brightside Theater its name. Look on the Bright Side of Life, which I love that you were playing earlier. And that was so key because that was the element to the founding members of the company that, you know, there's enough drama, there's enough grief in our life and dark stuff. And why not have a company that's dedicated to perform comedies and musicals that are going to make you smile and make you laugh and maybe forget the issues for a couple hours and just let you be relaxed and remember what it is to be human again, you know, and not be so wrapped up in this world that we have. So that's pretty much how Brightside Theater got off the ground. And we started with a farce, and this season is season 5, and it's been celebrating farce all the way through. And like you said, we had Noises Off, and then we did Not Now, Darling, which was a throwback to the playwright that we started with the company. And it only felt the right musical to do this year with Spamalot, which was, like I said, the show that gave us our name.
Yeah. Well, that's great. Congratulations on the fifth season.
Thank you.
And again, I want to bring into the show I would imagine a couple of tired actors. Let's first say hello to Rob Sorensen, who plays King Arthur in Spamalot. Rob, how are you?
I'm tired, like you said, but very happy.
All right, cool. And let me bring in Connor, who plays the very brave Sir Robin. Hi, Connor.
How are you doing, Nick? Thanks for having us on.
Absolutely. Rob, tell me a little bit about yourself, man. When did you start acting, and are you from Chicago?
I grew up on the north side in the Lincoln Square neighborhood, and I've been singing and acting since first grade or so. Done a lot of other things in my life too, but have stuck with the stage on and off for more years than I want to admit right now.
Well, you grew up in the Lincoln Square area, huh, Rob?
I did.
Yeah, you know, I lived at Addison and Lincoln for the first 18 years of my life, and spent a significant amount of time at the Hild Library and the Davis Theater.
Walking distance from the house I grew up in.
There you go. Now, Connor, tell me about yourself.
Well, I am actually from the suburbs of Chicago. I'm from Glen Ellen, the northwest suburbs. And, you know, I've been doing theater since I was about 6 years old, when I was Happy, the dwarf in Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. Yeah, that's how it started.
Now, so, Rob, tell me a little bit about how the interest in acting started for you. It sounded like you started when you were young. And what did acting coincide with singing as well, Rob?
Absolutely. I grew up in a home where both my mom and dad were singers, and my dad was an amateur actor as well. And so that was just part of our family life all the time. And it seemed, you know, it was just very normal to me. You know, it wasn't anything extraordinary or special. I just kind of thought everybody did that kind of stuff, you know?
Mm-hmm. And can you remember like your first gigs and your first auditions and what you went out for?
No, because, you know, I just did stuff with school and nothing really outstanding. A lot of chorus stuff and choral singing and that kind of stuff. I really got into it when I got to college, because I played a lot of sports all through high school.
Okay, and so it was college that really got you going. What about you, Connor? Can you remember back to like what got you into it? You said you started when you were six, so
yeah. Me and my two younger sisters, Molly and Erin, actually all started working in the city at Court Theater.
Oh, yeah.
And then we eventually worked our way all around the city, and we were just loving it. And, you know, we eventually found our way back to Naperville doing To Kill a Mockingbird, and all three of us were in it. So it just kind of made us all realize this is what we want to do, and this is what we love, and this is what we care about, so why not do it together? So, and that's just kind of inspired us and gets us going every day and every show that we do.
Jeff, we've talked to you before, but tell everybody about how you got interested in theater and musicals and things like that.
Yeah, I was kind of late to the table listening to these others do that. It really wasn't until high school because I didn't have much exposure to it in grade school. But in high school, I kind of an embarrassing story, but I'll tell it anyways. The old show Growing Pains.
Yes.
Right. Michael Seaver got a part in our town, and he like went to New York City and auditioned with his girlfriend and all that, and you know it didn't work out. But it was something about being able to have that escape that I think attracted me. And so, like, when I was in high school, I remember I was so determined talking to my counselor. I'm like, I don't care what I'm taking, but I have to have a theater class, an acting class. And I just, it was something that allowed me to explore and escape and take on these different personalities and characters and just really kind of just forget everything else, you know, and be wrapped up in this new imaginative world where you could be creative. And it was a whole new outlet to me. And then from there, I went on to college to major in it and then started working around the city and ended up directing.
You ever do Our Town?
I was in Our Town in high school, actually. but I didn't get the lead. I was actually Doc Gibbs, his father.
Yeah. Boy, that sounds like typecasting, Jeffrey.
Right.
That's really great. Now, did you guys, Rob, starting with you, did you have classes in school? Did you act in college and in high school?
Oh yeah, I was a theater major in college, and then I went on. I studied at the Goodman School of Drama after that, and you know, made my way around Chicago in the Midwest, doing mostly musical theater. And I've had a few periods of hiatus, and been fortunate enough to, you know, to come back to it. I got to agree with Jeff. There's just some special feeling inside about being able to escape and be different things and go different places and the process. I love the process of crafting a show together.
Yeah, I know exactly. From firsthand, I know exactly how you guys feel. All right, guys, hang on, okay? We got to take a quick break. And
sure.
When we come back, we'll talk more with two of the cast members of Monty Python's Spamalot and the director, Jeffrey Cass, who is also the artistic director of the Brightside Theater. The show opens tonight, Friday night, and it runs through Sunday, June 19th. You can go to brightsidetheater.com for tickets and more information. We have a link on our Facebook page, facebook.com/NickDShow. We'll talk more about the show and how you can get tickets and all that stuff and details about when it's going to be performing and more talk about theater right after we take a break here on 720 WGN. Right. Hi. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower. I'm your overnight dude, 2 to 5. 5 o'clock, Steve Grzanich. 6 o'clock, the great Steve Cochran. And then your weekend begins. Right now, we're talking theater. A really great show. Monty Python's Spamalot. Well, there's a new production of it. The Brightside Theater is opening at 10 night at the North Central College campus in Naperville. And it's $22 to $25 to get in, and if you want tickets, you can go to brightsidetheater.com. There's a link on our Facebook page. We've got two cast members from the show. We've got Rob Sorensen, we've got Connor Hernandez, and director Jeffrey Cass. All right. Jeff, for people who don't know, tell everybody about Spamalot.
Yeah, so Spamalot is, as they put it, the musical that's lovingly ripped off from the film Mighty Python and the Holy Grail.
Yep.
And it's an old film. It's a little more than 40 years old, I believe, at this point.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy that it's that old? It's crazy.
I know. It's not right.
Yeah. I mean, I'm old enough to have seen it in the theater. That's, yeah.
Well, there you go. You got a little up on me there. It was from, you know, the Mighty Python, which was this comedy group. Out of England, and it was Graham Chapman and John Cleese, Terry Gilliam, Eric Idle, Terry Jones, Mike Palin, and there were these guys that it was a kind of like an irreverent type of comedy that was new. And I know from doing my research that you know, they kind of got together while they were in college and started, you know, trying things out, and it just kind of all clicked. And they were only around for, you know, a certain amount of time, and eventually they kind of broke up because they felt like they said everything they had to say in the way they knew how to say it, basically, and they didn't want to just keep beating a dead horse. it sounds like it could be in in the show. Yeah, it does follow the movie pretty well along. I mean, those classic characters from the movie are in the show. You got King Arthur and the Knights of the Round Table, Sir Robin, and you've got the Knights of Knee and Tim the Enchanter and the Lady of the Lake and Astrax girls are in it in a way. They paid homage to them in the musical. But, I mean, it is really cool how when Eric Idle decided to adapt it for the stage, how well they kind of transferred it from a movie to the stage. And I think it's just as good, if not better, quite honestly. And then you don't always get that when you get a transfer from a movie to a stage.
You know, I got to tell you, Jeff, I was very concerned when I heard about this years ago that they were going to do this thing, Spamalot, based on Holy Grail. Because that movie is a bit of a Holy Grail itself. And so I heard Idol was involved and I was like, okay, that's cool. But I was still a little bit iffy until I saw the production of it. And then I was like, yeah, okay, this is awesome.
Yeah. Did you see the Chicago tryout?
I did. Yeah.
Yeah. So did I. Yeah. And it had great stars in it too. You know, like, there was some unknown at the time was Sara Ramirez.
Yeah.
Played Lady of the Lake, but you had, Tim Curry in it and David Hyde Pierce and what's his name? Hank Azaria.
Right.
I mean, it has some good talent, like names lined up in it.
So it's a very, very funny show, really, really funny. And Jeff, what was it about? What was the way that you put it up in this space? What were some of the challenges and the changes, or some of the things that you had to do to make it fit where you're doing it now?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, as you know. Each theater is different, and in our space, we don't have a lot of wing space, wings being backstage space, and we don't have a fly loft to fly things in and out on. So we have to be really conscious and conservative of our space, and I'm sure the guys can tell you that I think we use every inch of that backstage space as we possibly can, and then some, because we spill out into the lobby, unbeknownst to the patrons. Things get, you know, moved in and out and set pieces. And that's the challenge with this show is, like, you know, each scene is kind of a sketch that is strung together through the storyline of King Arthur finding, the Holy Grail. And you'll get these pieces of set that have to come on, and you can't do the number without them or the scene without them. And if they're only on for 5 minutes and they're gone. And they're not small pieces.
Right.
But you need them. And so that's been the fun. We have a boat that comes on and goes off, and a giant cart for all bring out your dead. And we have the castle itself, and that moves around a lot. But, that in a sense is a challenge for me.
Yeah. Oh, it's fun, though. You know what I mean?
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
So, Rob, tell me about what it's like to play King Arthur. And were you a fan of the play and of Holy Grail?
Well, yeah, and I've been a fan of Monty Python since I was very young. Yeah, I love what they did with the musical. They took it to a whole nother level, really. Like Jeff says, it's just one scene after another. It's just bam, 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 funny, funny, funny. It's a real challenge to play King Arthur because it seems like every other character in the show is just way over the top, and they have fabulously funny stuff to do. And poor King Arthur is just floundering along, trying to hold the story together and being the straight man for everybody. But it's a real joy, and it's a real joy to do it with this cast. Yeah. Everyone in this cast is so talented. The people who come and see this show are going to have a really, really fun time.
I'm sure. And Connor, tell me about, now, did you know of Monty Python? Were you a fan of Python and all that before you did the show?
Actually, this is my third time doing Spamalot.
Oh, okay.
And so I definitely have seen most of the Monty Python films. Me and my dad used to watch them growing up. Mm-hmm. And, you know, most of the dirty jokes just went over my head as a kid.
Yeah.
And I was just like, oh, Dad, King Arthur's so cool. And I watched it, you know, a few years later, and you're just like, oh.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what that meant.
Yeah, this was completely inappropriate for me to watch with my father.
Exactly. And yeah. Oh, it's so wrong. I'm just like, how was I? How was he okay with that? Yeah. No, but I am a huge fan of the Monty Python films. And, you know, obviously I like Spam a lot. This is my third time giving it a go, but yeah.
Yeah, well, and you got a great part, too. Sir Robin is a really great part. That's
absolutely.
It's Eric. Eric Idle originated that role, so that's pretty cool. All right, well, listen, Jeff and Connor and Rob, I want to thank you guys so much. I know what it's like to open a show, and for you guys to be on with me just hours before you're going to open the show is really, really great, and I appreciate it. And Jeff, you know I love your work out there in Naperville. And brightsidetheater.com. And tell everybody when the performances are, Jeff. How often do you do it during the week?
Yeah, we play Fridays and Saturdays at 8 o'clock and then Sundays at 3. And it's starting tonight through June 19th.
Okay. And tickets are at brightsidetheater.com. And this is the fifth and final, or no, not the fifth. It's the final production of your fifth season.
That's right.
All right, cool. And Jeff, break a leg. Connor, Rob, break a leg tonight, okay?
Thank you, Nick. I
absolutely
appreciate it.
Okay.
Yeah,
and we'll talk to you. Jeff,
you
know, let's set it up so that when you come back for the next season, we can get you back on, okay?
That'd be great.
Okay. Take care, you guys.
Thank you.
There you go. There's Connor, and we got Jeff, and we got Rob, two actors and the director of Monty Python's Spamalot. Jeff is a really talented guy. Brightside Theater is a great theater company, and I have no doubt in my mind that they will put on a wonderful and hilarious production of Monty Python's Spamalot. Again, I want to thank these guys for joining me hours before their opening. So check it out at brightsidetheater.com. And it's in Naperville. It's go out and see some theater. All right. And I want to thank those guys for joining us. All right. We got to take a break. We got the news coming up next on WGN.